The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
New Zara flowy trousers have taken the internet by storm, with some referring to them as death pants and other people referring to them as lethal. For more on this, I'm joined now by Judy Gilroy, stylist. Judy, the issue with these trousers are, and I think they look really nice actually, is that they're very long, very wide legged, and people are falling over the bottom of them and landing on their snoz, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you make of it?
Well, these trousers are trending for all the wrong reasons. So basically what's happening here is people are falling over, as you've said. There's loads of videos of them. It's gone completely viral on TikTok. And actually, some people are really hurt. There's some people who have broken limbs. There's some people who've ended up in hospital. I heard one girl saying she'd have permanent scarring. I heard another woman saying that her life flashed before her eyes and she almost died twice.
Goodness, TikTok is nothing if not overly dramatic.
Yes.
But, you know, is this Darwinism in motion, insofar as that we probably would have known in the past that if our trousers were a bit too long, we might trip over the bottom of them. And now we seem to just take them off the peg, put them on, and if they're a bit long, we just now do fall over them.
Well, listen, this is the question. Is this an inherent design flaw with the trousers? Or should we know that if we put on a really long pair of trousers that, you know, it's going to pose a risk of us tripping up? Of course, it seems really obvious to me. It seems to me if you're going to wear a really long trouser or any really long garment, like we've all worn big, long evening dresses that are trickier to walk in.
Sure.
And you might trip up in them. And if you're going to do that, there's going to be more of a risk of falling over. And the obvious solution here is to take the trouser up. People are saying it's not just the length, it's the fact that they're really wide. They're the wide flowing trousers. So they're actually pooling around people's feet, and that's what's causing them to trip up. But I have watched a lot of these videos, and I have to say, the trousers have been dragging on the ground. And I think if you've got trousers dragging on the ground, I mean, can we really blame Zara or blame the trouser?
Well, if you were buying a different trouser and it was too long for you, I have, you know, gotten trousers taken up because I'm an average height. I am not particularly tall. So sometimes trousers are a little long on me. So I go and I get them. I can't do it myself, so I get someone else to do it. But, you know, they take them up 2 inches or whatever and it works fine. Someone has texted here.
It seems like the sensible approach.
It does,
to
Judy.
Me.
Someone has texted here and said, "Hi, Kieran, Shane and Judy. I love fashion, but when I saw these trousers, I first assumed that they were a mistake and they just hadn't been taken up yet." It's like we've lost our common sense, or we've lost our way with this a little bit, haven't we? Or is it that this is just the triumph of style over substance, that because they do look nice, these long, willowy kind of flowy trousers, that we just are kind of willing to put up with them being a bit overly long as part of the style, is it?
Possibly. And do you know what? Like, you've hit the nail on the head there. Wide trousers have been really, really on trend for a long time. Not to the extent necessarily where they're dragging on the floor. But I think that there's like a lot of kind of aesthetic value for people who are really into fashion or content creators taking a picture that they love that aesthetic of the trouser pooling on the floor. Now, does that translate into real life to being a functional trouser you can walk to work in? Personally, I don't think so. For me, it would just be a matter of taking them up completely.
Yeah, or even hitching them up, like you know, getting a little grip on them. Like the way sometimes I certainly have skirts as well that are a bit long. If I haven't had them taken up, I just hike up the front of them a little bit so I can walk. Carol Ann has said, "You can't walk in them. You can't keep them clean. And they look absolutely ridiculous." I disagree on they look ridiculous. I think they're quite cool. And I even despite the fact that they now are being called death pants, I suspect I might
go
and get a pair.
I looked these up and I realised I had a pair. I have a pair. These have been around for a number of years. Now, unlike you, I'm very tall, so I'm not going to trip up in them. But you've also raised a really interesting point there as well. Like, this has generated a huge amount of coverage and press for this pair of trousers. And I've even seen videos on TikTok of people testing out the pants to see if they're going to fall. So, you know, people have been commenting that Zara are yet to reply or comment on this whole pants fiasco. I would say they are delighted. I might run out and buy another pair myself. I'm so intrigued by it.
I am actually thinking of going and road testing them as well, and getting one of our digital team to follow me around up an escalator or something, and see if I get, you know, if they get sucked off me down into the workings, or if I do fall indeed on my face. And there have been other kind of dubious fashion type sort of items that people have wrangled themselves in and out of that have been problematic. You mentioned evening dresses. They can be problems. There have been like outfit fails of other things too. This is just a bit of a fad, isn't it? A bit of a storm in a teacup.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And you know what? What's really interesting about this is it's not one video on TikTok. It's thousands of videos on TikTok. And like I said there about that woman claiming her life flashed before her eyes, she almost died twice. So I have no doubt that there are some really genuine stories about this where people have really hurt themselves. But I would say equally, people love a trend on TikTok. There is a trending audio around this and millions of views. So I think, you know, there might be a situation of people jumping on the bandwagon a little bit for comedic values overall.
Absolutely, for sure. They are nice in warm weather too, aren't they? I quite like the barrel leg, the balloon leg and the wide leg at the moment, because they're kind of, I don't mean cool as in hip, I mean cool as in they're good in warm weather.
Exactly. Well, this weather we're having at the moment is so warm. And if you're working in an office in a professional environment and you don't want to wear a skirt or a dress, there's such a great option. And the wide leg trouser has really been on trend for like a number of years. And that's because they're so versatile and wearable. And actually, they really do suit most body shapes. So they just tick so many boxes that when you've got this lovely, light, flowy pair with an elasticated waist as well, so they're super comfortable and light. Still look put together.
I don't know about the suit all, and I'm only referring to myself here and no one else. I do look a little bit like clown pants or potentially PJs when I wear them.
You need to find the right pair. I think there's the right wide leg trouser out there for everybody. But it's like anything else. It's like a good pair of jeans. You really have to try them on and see what the best fit is for you, because no two people have the same body shape.
You're absolutely right. Look, a rock of sense. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us. That is Judy Gilroy, stylist there. Shane, you're a bit of a dedicated follower of fashion. Would you have
it'll make him or break him, so he's got to buy the best because he's a dedicated follower
that, of fashion. That would be written about you. That was a quote from the Sunday Independent last week. It's the Kinks, obviously. But
before I was born.
But would you wear the flowy, wide-leggedy malarks?
I do.
I think
guilty
they're quite
as
nice.
Charged. As I said to you earlier, I have
You're
nearly,
tall, though.
Well, ish. I've got kind of short enough legs. I nearly tripped falling down the stairs a couple of times, though, wearing them. So you do need
you
to be
You have famously
careful.
Actually tripped falling down the stairs, but that's another story, isn't it?
While wearing my wife's dressing gown.
And while a man put something through your letterbox and saw you.
And was looking through the letterbox as I sat spread-eagled at the bottom of the stairs. It was my
So it's not moment. Just the Zara trousers that are lethal out there, folks. Let us know what you think of it.
He got more than he bargained for when he looked
did.
Through that letterbox.
And let us know about your fashion fails too, the ones where maybe you brained yourself putting on a tank top or something. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.